The Biblical Heritage Journey. Creating a Better and Safer Future by Accurately Understanding Our Past. By Dr. Ike Tennyson, 1999. While the Biblical Heritage Center is certainly about the book we call the Bible, it is also about much more. It is about all the beliefs, doctrines, ideas, legal systems, traditions, folklore, religions, religious institutions, educational systems, philosophies, and sciences that have been influenced by the Bible and/or that have influenced the Bible. Many of these are not only related but also interrelated. This dynamic relationship has played a major role in the development and evolution of these disciplines and has formed the basis for what we know about them today. Chances are very good that you have a biblical heritage, even if you are an atheist or agnostic. The better you understand that heritage, the more focused you will be in understanding the world of your ancestors and the world in which you now live. Many of us are interested in genealogy. We want to know where we came from. We want to know answers to questions like who, what, when, where, and why. When we really want to know, we will invest some of our time, effort, and money, because the results are very rewarding, even if we discover some unwanted skeletons in the closet. We are gratified because we arrive at some factual knowledge about our past through our own research. In like manner, we should all be interested in our spiritual genealogy. No one can deny that learning about one's genetic heritage is fascinating and interesting. It is also helpful to us personally, because we come to know ourselves better. Why is it not equally true of learning about our biblical heritage? We should want to know where we came from. Our biblical heritage has a greater influence on our daily lives than our genealogy. People may be reluctant to research their biblical heritage because it is such a personal thing. Investigating our ancestors tends to be rather impersonal and usually satisfies our curiosity about where we came from genetically. Where we are today spiritually, however, is a part of our daily life. Perhaps we are afraid to embark on such an intimate investigation for fear of discovering spiritual skeletons in the closet. No one should fear the truth. Even if an inquiry into one's biblical heritage turns up information at odds with one's current beliefs, it is better to have discovered the truth than to continue living with, or basing one's decisions, on false information. All decisions from the most mundane to the most significant should be based on the best available evidence. The underlying principle of our justice system is based on the discovery and presentation of the best available evidence. The Biblical Heritage Center exists to assist you in your research for your spiritual heritage. We want to help you discover answers to the questions of who, what, when, where, and why. Biblical heritage is significant not only to those whose lives are alive within that heritage, but also for those whose lives are influenced and/or impacted by that heritage. We want you to join us in the quest for the best available evidence about our biblical heritage. Thank you.